Welcome to Business with Integrity with your national award-winning host, Robert Tanner. Mr. Tanner is a million-dollar roundtable producer, lifetime member of the prestigious Covington Who's Who among U.S. financial advisors. He is also a keynote speaker for the SBA, author, TV personality, radio host, and is considered the foremost authority in corporate tax reduction, asset protection, and six-figure executive retirement strategies in the country. Now, here's your host, Robert Tanner.
Well, top of the evening to you. This is Robert Tanner, and you are tuned into Business with Integrity, and we love presenting this segment that we're doing called Retire with Integrity, and it's just a new thing we're doing. We're so proud of it, so glad to have it on there, and so glad and pleased that some of y'all requested that we spend a couple of weeks dealing with things to do with retirement. We're going to see how it goes. And if it goes well, we think it's going to be beneficial for a lot of people. So thank you so much for helping us with this and getting us in that frame of mind. And so we prepared another great show for you. We have several segments today. We're going to deal mostly, however, with the issues and concerns that are natural and concerns you should understand as you're approaching this very critical time in life. And we're going to talk about some themes that you've heard before, but the themes are even more relevant. And now more and more, I hear and see that they're being backed up by other people who are in our industry who are now are beginning to understand. Maybe they listen to the show, but they're beginning to understand now how important it is and how necessary it is in these moments in time to have these conversations with you about the things that we have to consider and think about as it relates to preparing for a future full of unknowns. And so we're going to deal with both what happens for the retirement segment of the market. And also we might touch on in our last segment, if we have time, we'll touch on some of these same effects that go across the business community as well. So let me give you a couple of things that you have to have up front. And the first is our phone number. That is a toll-free phone number. It is 844-993-3080, 844-993-3080. One more time, 844-993-3080. I cannot wait for you to go to our website. There's so many awesome things on the website that are just being added every day that are going to be incredible and going to do a lot of good for you as far as giving you information, direction, and so forth. Very, very soon, we have coming up real soon, courses that have now been developed that's going to help you with all the different aspects of things we talk about that you'll be able to download and take your time, go through them without any pressure or obligation, go through those courses that will help you to make a very good decision about what you want to do. You also can subscribe to our newsletters, our blog, our podcast, and all of those things. And for the 30 of you that have subscribed over last week, yours will be coming to you very, very shortly. And we just thank you again for your confidence in us, your trust in us, and for being a faithful and loyal listener to the show. So thank you again for doing that. And for all of you all that send questions in, thank you again. And if you'd like to send a question in, you can send it to info@integrityfbc.com. That's info. It's an email. At Integrity, F as in Frank, B as in Boy, C as in Charlie.com. One more time, info@integrityfbc.com. So let's talk about some things that's been going on. I want to talk about it in terms of some recent things that have come in our office and so forth. And I think this will help you as well. So we have a couple that came in just last week, and for the sake of this, we'll keep this simple, and we'll just call them John and Mary. And they came in last week, and of course, long-time listeners to the show, and they have been listening, I think now they said for 4.5 years they've been listening to the show, and so forth, and so we're grateful about that. They've come with us from 4 different stations we were on before, and now we're on this station. They followed us all the way and continue to do so, and we're grateful and thankful. Well, finally, they decided it's time to come in, and have that conversation and talk with us. So we started with the first 4 questions that we asked many people, and we had those 4 questions as they went on. You could see them looking at each other and seeing that they did not, in fact, have the answer to any of the 4 questions. And on top of not having the answer to the 4 questions, they had all their account information, all their stuff there, and they were frustrated. And they were dealing with very good brokerage firm as far as I know, very good brokerage people, but they were completely and totally frustrated. And so when I'm thinking about that case, I thought, you know, it'd be a good thing to talk about on the air what was going on with them and so on and so forth. So on that particular time, they heard me talking. I was talking about the various risks that people deal with in retirement. And you should have something that gives you some comfort around the idea that you are prepared for those risks. And what were the risks? Well, there's first not dying, which I know a lot of planners kind of work with that and start with that idea as your first risk, but really it's not. Dying is not really a big risk in retirement. Most people in retirement in some form or fashion are prepared for death, or the partner leaving behind or the spouse is prepared to handle death. And death can be handled anywhere from, you know, a $30,000 funeral to about a $1,000 cremation. So that's generally handled. That's not one of the big risks. One of the big risks, and I'll put them in order for you, there's five major risks. But one of the big risks is longevity. That is one of the biggest things. And they were saying to me that our parents are still alive. And they're in their 90s and 100 and something and so forth. And longevity is in our family. And because longevity is in our family, we come to you today with about $500,000 in assets. But we're thinking, and we did the math ourselves, and we divided, you know, 360 months into this $500,000, and it disturbed us. And we realize we have to do something. And so what do we do? Because these are very real issues for us and we need your help. And I'm glad you're listening, because I want to tell you the things that we told them. And I'm going to continue to tell you what those risks were that they found themselves in. But the first risk was, what if we live too long? And what if we outlive this nest egg and then we're forced to live on just what Social Security brings us? And that's going to change everything for us. And so we need your help, and we need the answers that you were talking about before about guaranteeing this is going to work. And we're going to talk about that right after this break.
Did you know Integrity Financial Business and Corporate Services now offers their clients portal access, virtual meetings, a weekly radio broadcast, newsletter subscriptions, economic models, a circle of wealth planning suite, business valuations, 10 distinct reviews, website design and build, legal services, accounting, bookkeeping, taxation services, strategic planning, and still the best financial services and products in the marketplace? We would love you to become a client today. Call us toll free, 1-844-993-3080, 844-993-3080, or visit us online, IntegrityFBC.com.
Well, welcome back, and back to my story I'm telling you here about Mary and about her husband, John. But anyway, as they came in and we start talking about the risk, we started talking about longevity. That was a big concern to them because they had taken the money, the $500,000 that they had built up as their nest egg, and they had divided it by 360, which is the remaining 30 years they see themselves being alive. And they divided the money up, and when they divided it up, they were very, very concerned. Once doing that mathematics, they were very concerned about their life and their life in retirement, even and their life post their nest egg being gone. And so they were listening to me talk about that you have to have plans with guarantees, and there's some things, some risks you have got to take out of your life. Longevity risk is one. You have to have some sort of planning that incorporates longevity. The second risk that you have to deal with, as I talk about and they talked about, we talked about, is that how do we do that, Mr. Tanner? How do we do that and we seem like to us we need to grow our money? And if we grow our money, how do we do that without volatility risk? We surely can't afford to lose any money. And it's got to last for both our lifetimes. It's got to have to supplement our Social Security and so forth. And God forbid we have a health care crisis. That's a whole nother thing to talk about. But we have to at least ensure that the money will not be lost and that the money will grow. And I couldn't agree with him more. I could not agree with Mary more. That is exactly what should be going on. And so I said to her, that's why we do the kind of planning we do here, because quite frankly, you really are not in a position to suffer 2008. You're not in a position to suffer 2010. You're not in a position to suffer any kind of major correction in the marketplace that would directly affect your money. And even though I know you want growth, I know it needs to grow, because otherwise you have to deal with the next risk, which is inflation. Because the cost of living historically is going to continue to cost us more and more to live. And as you keep living, that's just going to keep being the case. Your health care insurance is going to cost more as you keep living. Your health care needs are going to be more as you keep living. And all of this is just part of life. It's part of living. And those numbers were not anticipated when they took the $500,000 and divided it by 360. It did not incorporate the idea of, number one, you've got to beat inflation and have cost of living adjustments in that money, so that the money that started off in the first payment when you did that division also is feeling the same way when you get to the 180th payment of that math you just did. And so they realized that's also a factor that we must consider. And all good planning must consider that. And then, of course, the other piece of it was, okay, but the volatility, what do we do? Then, and I've told you all before, and I keep saying to people, and I said to her, looking her in her eyes, and I got to tell you, she had that look of worry that I guess anyone would have. But I said to her, listen, you will, if you work with us, you will get out of the market, and you will do it yesterday. And if you've heard me on this show any length of time, you've heard me say that. I can't even count the times I've said that to you. But you have to get out of the markets. If you're in retirement, and I know you desperately need growth. I know you do. But the way you're trying to get it is not the way to get it. Because you may think you're doing everything you can. I have a client, I'm going to leave him nameless right now, but I have a client, a potential client. And of course, what I was telling him to do was kind of a little hard for him to really digest at the moment and so forth. So he's taking a little time to kind of think about it. But he said to me that I have moved my money into all the safety positions I can find. And I didn't do it because a broker told me. I left my broker because he wasn't telling me anything. And I'm trying to do it all on my own and so forth like that. Well, one, financial professional is not his profession and so forth. He's just trying to take care of himself as best he can. And I get that. But he's healthy and he's going to be around for a while. And so he's trying to maneuver on his own. But he's now moved most of his money to 0.0 return for safety purposes, because he just feels like this bull market's been going on so long, it's going to take a hit. But I don't know when to move or how to move. I just believe I need to flip everything around and get it to where 85 to 90% of my money is safe, and maybe 10% out there. And I get it, but that's not a plan either. And who wants to do that for 30 years of your retirement? And so I said, no, you're going to get out of there, and we're going to put together the plan that's going to allow you to do that, and where you'll be able actually to outperform the market without taking any of the risk of the market, that you will never lose another dime of your principal. To which they were thrilled to know that could happen. Unbelievably thrilled to know that could be the case. And that was very important to them, and I guess to many people, very important, or should be very important to you. But that's a big deal. That's not a small thing. That's a big deal for a lot of people. So once you overcome the risk of volatility, the risk of longevity, and the risk of inflation, then we have to deal with the next one, which is the risk of taxation. And this was one that, surprisingly, not a lot of people deal with. Not a lot of people even understand how to deal with it. And sometimes when people hear me on the radio, they think I'm making a very big deal of something that's really not that big of a deal. And you could not be more wrong. Taxation is as big a deal as volatility. It's a huge risk, a big, big risk. And I'll give you an example. in Mary and John's case, they were fortunate in that at the time they came to me, most of their monies were in CDs and so forth. But again, you know what CDs are paying. And so their thing was a little different because the only taxes they're really concerning themselves with are capital gains taxes and so forth. And so it's a little bit different deal. But if you're listening to me out there and your money's in a 401k or a qualified plan, or you're trying to contemplate just living off of required minimum distributions or something like that, you have a huge tax risk, a huge one. And you have to make that decision at some point in your life. You have to decide fairly quickly, when is the best time to get this risk out of your life? Is it now, while the taxes, your marginal bracket is probably 20% or something like that? And I'll tell you a story about another couple here in a moment when I come back about how we dealt with their taxes. I think is going to really thrill you. But I got to tell you, we'll do that right after this break.
Did you know Integrity Financial Business and Corporate Services now offer their clients tax efficiency examinations and reviews on a quarterly, semi-annual, and annual basis, generally resulting in tax reductions of 50% or more? Did you know they also offer viable stock market alternatives without fees, losses, or undue taxes that over time have outperformed the markets? Did you know they're the leading national producer of maximum efficient life contracts and the area's leading practitioners of retirement readiness examinations? Their clients also receive portal access, virtual meetings, a weekly radio broadcast, newsletter subscriptions, economic models, a circle of wealth planning suite, business valuations, 10 distinct reviews, website design and build, legal services, accounting, bookkeeping, taxation services, strategic planning, and still the best financial services and products in the marketplace? You too can become a client today. Call toll-free 1-844-993-3080, 844-993-3080, or visit online, integrityfbc.com. That's integrityfbc.com.
Well, welcome back. This is Robert Tanner. You're listening to Business with Integrity, and I've been sharing with you John and Mary's retirement story, and I'll go ahead and complete that, and then I want to move on and talk to you about Van and Janet, but I want to talk to you about how it ended for them. They came in, they did do their retirement readiness analysis and review. Once we finished that, and then we made them a part of our Integrity Retirement Advantage program, and they now have these things working for them. Number one, they know now that their money will not only last for the rest of their lives, it will adjust for inflation for the rest of their lives. They also know that the way we have it scheduled, they're going to also be able to leave a bit of a legacy behind for their kids. That made them thrilled to be able to do that. They also found out that they will never have any losses at all in their accounts. They received a 25% bonus just for opening the thing up and so forth. And they're right now, right as I am talking to you, they're enjoying 9 to 11% returns on their monies, which is fantastic because it needs to grow for where they're going in the future. And so there's so many great factors there for them. Now, they do have a little bit of taxes to pay on the gains, but hey, as long as they know the money won't run out and so forth, they're well able to handle that. And there's things we could do to even soften that blow, and we will look to do that as well. But just so you understand, just so you get it, just so it makes sense to you, I want you to know this is the work Integrity does, and we would love to help you do it. But you have to call or go to our website and schedule your retirement readiness analysis. And when we do that, you'll learn, like Mary and John did, that there is hope, that there is an answer, there is a solution, and we would love to share it with you. Now, let me talk about as well, if you're coming to talk with us, you can come to any of our three locations. We have one in New Orleans, one in Hammond, and one in Mandeville, and we would love to meet with you and make sure you are properly ready for retirement. All you do is call my assistant, and they will get you on the calendar, and we will look forward to working with you. If you want to know when our next dinner event's going to be. You can also go to our website and get that information or call our office if you think you'd like to be part of that event, and they'll tell you what you need and how you would qualify to be part of that particular event. Now, let's just go a little bit further. I want to talk to you about another couple that we've had the benefit of making a client. They also came to us from one of our dinner seminars, and we're greatly thrilled, and they are too, that we are now working together. But let's just talk about their situation. Their situation was they came to one of the seminars, and if sometimes at my seminar, I'll give out a CD that's called Ready for Retirement or Retirement Ready. I have to look at the cover. But anyway, and they listened to the CD prior to coming into their appointment. And he said to me, he said, "Ms. Tanner, when I was listening to the CD, it talked about, and you had a very persuasive argument concerning rolling out versus rolling over." And I'm just going to tell you, man, that scared me to death. It really gave me pause. But I thought the only way to resolve it is to come in and have the meeting. And so Janet was with him. And of course, Janet's thing was, "Hey, look, I am fine. We are fine. We've been fine a long time as far as I am concerned," and so forth. But of course, he wants to have this meeting and he feels like something's got to be done. But I guess that really did have him where he couldn't hardly sleep at night. And so could you help us with this? And could you, you know, help us to appreciate what it is that you're saying here? Because I'm going to tell you, he does have a problem with what that would be as far as these taxes are concerned. And I know you talk about reducing taxes and helping us in that area, but just understand we have concern here. And I said, "I understand completely." So I said, "Well, if you then," and I'm going to use a number, $500,000, $500,000 when you're married filing jointly would mean that you'd be in about the 32% tax bracket, which would mean that that's 32% of the $500,000 would leave this amount left. And your particular one, you had about $150,000, so yours would be about 22% that would be taken from yours if you let them do the withholdings and then give you the balance. Now, if you did that, that is rolling out. If you did that, then you're looking at that saying, "Man, that was an awful lot of taxes. If I average that out together, that works out to be about 27% or something like that, 26%. And that's you know, it's kind of steep kind of a thing." And yes and no. It's steep if you think it's your money. If you don't understand that that money is not yours, never has been yours, never will be yours, but that's money that you've never paid taxes on, and you're not leaving this planet without paying taxes on it. What we have to deal with now is what's the best, most efficient way to pay the taxes. Number one, in the lowest tax environment that you can pay it in is the first answer. And number two, the way to pay the least amount. So then what we did, we ran the math and we figured out that's what it would be on that end. Except when we get that money now out of that place, and we no longer have 59.5 rules, we no longer have 70.5 required minimum distributions, all that goes away. And then we put a 25% bonus on the new money coming in, then we end up netting about a 14% overall tax. So yeah, you paid that, but then you got back this, which means your net taxes were the lowest they could have possibly been because your net taxes were only about 14%. That made perfect sense. And now when you put the money here, you're going to have liquidity use and control of that money throughout your retirement, guarantees for it, and all those other great things. And they were just unbelievably thrilled about that plan. And then we went to part two of the plan that's going to allow for the majority of their money, now over 90% of their money in retirement for the rest of their lives, is going to be tax-free. And that was just a total thrill. I want to tell you about another couple as soon as we get back after this break.
Did you know Integrity Financial Business and Corporate Services now offers their clients portal access, virtual meetings, a weekly radio broadcast, newsletter subscriptions, economic models, a Circle of Wealth planning suite, business valuations, 10 distinct reviews, website design and build, legal services, accounting, bookkeeping, taxation services, strategic planning, and still the best financial services and products in the marketplace? We would love you to become a client today. Call us toll free, 1-844-993-3080, 844-993-3080, or visit us online, integrityfbc.com.
Well, welcome back. This is Robert Tanner, and you're listening to Retire with Integrity, brought to you by Business with Integrity, and I'm thrilled to be with you again. Hopefully, you're going to dial the number and get on our calendar. We look forward to meeting you and sharing with you these concepts and strategies that we know will help you. And I'm just thinking about the many, many people that we help with this and why it's so important. And as we talk about those other risk factors that we've been talking about here and things you have to consider, it brings another couple to my mind, actually not a couple, but a lady to my mind, and I can't wait to tell you her story. But Ms. Ariane's story is a little bit, it's part of this story overall, but it does have its own flair to it, in that after a long marriage, if I had my preference, that story would end with she's a widower, but actually she is a divorcee. After being married a long time, almost 40 plus years or so. And the hard part of it, the challenge with it, the thing to appreciate about it is that she has gone through. So long story short, her idea was, okay, so what do I do? I'm not expecting to be in this position. I plan to be in this position. Here's why I find myself. Her part of this whole thing was going to be somewhere around the $3 to $4 million mark and so forth. But the sources where it was coming from were not tax advantaged. They were fairly taxable. Access was going to be a question as well. Even with a judgment of possession, we still had some work to do. There was some trust to be set up. And it was important for her tax reduction strategy that we set up a corporation for her as well. But getting all that done helped us to be able to get her now to a tax advantaged position where we could then set up things that could cause her to have most of this income end up being tax free to her as she turns it into her lifestyle that now has to go on with just her and go on throughout her lifetime. She now has a complete plan that is going to handle the cost of living for the next 30 to 5 to 40 years. She has a complete plan that is going to see to it that she has more than the lifestyle she's become accustomed to and so forth. And she's going to be just fine. She's not going to be paying fees all the time, and she's not going to be losing any money, thank God. And we have her in the most tax efficient way she can be. And those kinds of stories are the kinds of things we love to do. It's the kind of help we love to provide our clients. It's things that it comes with thinking out of the box. It comes with thinking about all the things that can work to make it happen for her. And now she is thrilled, as many of you would be, if you had a chance to sit down and really just have a real conversation about what to get done. I hear it so often in my business about, well, why didn't our other broker, and why am I just hearing this now and all that stuff? We hear it all the time, and we love it, actually, because it lets us know that we are markedly different. It lets us know that we are performing at a very high level, and we are thrilled about that. That is so important to us that we are operating at the level that we do. We work hard. I say it all the time. There are very few companies that out-research us, that understand the strategies we understand, that have the team that gets involved and gets in the woods, as it were, on these kinds of issues so that we can best serve our clients. That's why we have a legal team. That's why we have an accounting team. That's why we have several offices. That's why we have an advisory and a strategic team. That's why we have all of that, because it's necessary if you're going to provide the highest level of service to your clients. And that's what we're all about here. So we are thrilled and just absolutely thrilled that we're able to help people in this way. Now, I'm going to talk to you in a moment about Mr. Douglas. And Mr. Douglas is a person, he came to me from the business world. And I think his story is fascinating. And I can't wait to tell it to you. It operates on a higher level. But I want you to stay with me, though, because I think the principles are still the same. And I think you'll understand the principles as well as you need to. But he comes in, he owns a business. He's 46 years old, so he's actually a young client, as I would consider it, of mine. He's 46 years old when he comes to me, and he's running a highly successful business. It is so successful that it has a tax liability of $1 million a year. And so it is doing extremely well from a business perspective. And if you're paying $1 million in taxes, then you must be making pretty good money, is what his CPA told him. And so while he thought that was fine, one of his friends, as he said it, hipped him to my show, and he began listening to it. And as he began listening to the show, he was saying, when he heard me say the thing about Donald Trump and Warren Buffett and Oprah Winfrey and these kinds of people that make way more money but don't pay those kind of taxes, and Donald Trump even admitted it on television to a national audience that he's not paid taxes over 20 years, and he said the reason was because he was smart. And he said, when I heard that, Mr. Tanner, the moment I heard that, I said, you know what, I'm going to talk to that guy because he's right. If that man's not having to pay any taxes, and I'm here sitting here paying $1 million a year, I need to talk to somebody. And so he came in and he says, I heard you talking about these strategies that you use that are designed to reduce my overall tax liability, and I want to have a conversation about that, and I want to make sure if what you're saying is real and so forth, then I want to make sure we do it. And can I bring my CPA to the meeting? I said, absolutely, and please do. And that goes for you, too. If you want to come into one of the meetings and bring anybody you want to bring, it doesn't matter to me, because it won't change the facts. It won't change the truth. It won't change the law. It won't change anything. And so they're welcome to come and share as you get the information you need to lower your overall liability. But I'm going to talk about what we actually did for him, and we're going to do that right after this upcoming break. So please stay tuned, because you're going to absolutely love what you're going to learn in the story of Mr. Douglas and what we did to help him with that $1 million tax liability. And we're going to talk about that right after this break.
Did you know Integrity Financial Business and Corporate Services now offer their clients tax efficiency examinations and reviews on a quarterly, semi-annual, and annual basis, generally resulting in tax reductions of 50% or more? Did you know they also offer viable stock market alternatives without fees, losses, or undue taxes that over time have outperformed the markets? Did you know they're the leading national producer of maximum efficient life contracts and the area's leading practitioners of retirement readiness examinations? Their clients also receive portal access, virtual meetings, a weekly radio broadcast, newsletter subscriptions, economic models, a Circle of Wealth planning suite, business valuations, 10 distinct reviews, website design and build, legal services, accounting, bookkeeping, taxation services, strategic planning, and still the best financial services and products in the marketplace? You too can become a client today. Call toll-free 1-844-993-3080, 844-993-3080, or visit online, integrityfbc.com. That's integrityfbc.com.
Well, welcome back, and this is Robert Tanner, and you're listening to Business with Integrity, and we're presenting on the show today various retirement elements, and of course, we've been telling you the story of one of our clients, Mr. Douglas, who came in, who was a business client, or is a business client, 46 years old, and he comes in and he's running a highly successful company that is so successful that it pays $1 million a year in taxes. He said that a friend of his hipped him to my show, and after he learned about the show, he began listening to the show, and he heard me talk about very wealthy people that don't pay taxes, and even the president of his country who said he hadn't paid them in 25 years, and it's because he's smart and he did not do anything illegal. He's following the tax laws as they're written. This is also true for Buffett. This is also true for Hillary Clinton. It's also true for Oprah Winfrey and many, many other people, Mitt Romney, and I can go on and on and on, who have just just follow the law and take advantage of the strategies that are available to them. So when he came in, we sat down, and the first thing we did was a business valuation to show him where he was, what the company was actually worth, and why it was important to know that, because we're going to build our planning and our strategy, including our exit strategy, around that in the most tax-efficient manner possible. After that, we had a conversation about, and it was a simple conversation, and it was really this. When you send $1 million to the IRS, you do realize that you lose all access to that capital. Of course, I realize that. You do also realize that you can't borrow it back, right? Absolutely. In other words, it's gone forever. That's exactly right, Mr. Tanner. Okay, so let me ask you a question, and it's an easy question. If that money could be in your account building a future retirement for you as opposed to going to the IRS, which would you rather have? And of course, he laughed, as he should have laughed, and said, that's a no-brainer. That's too simple. I would much rather have it in my account. But I don't know how to get that done. So let me look at his corporate structure. And he was in the right corporate structure. His structure was exactly the one he needed to execute this plan. So then, as you do understand now, with the new tax laws of the land that have taken place, you do understand now that most of the times the businesses have a better tax situation now than the individual does. It used to be a time where the business tax bracket or the corporation tax bracket was 34-35%, and the owners were hopefully less than that. Well, when you're a highly successful company, then it's probably about the same. It may have been the corporation would have had a 35% tax bracket, and he would have had a 39.6 based on the amount of income that he brings in, and so forth. So we begin to think about this and re-engineer this, because now with there being a 20% on the corporate side and so forth, and then that creates us an ability to lower the income coming to him. And with the right structure, you have things like retained earnings and things you can do and so forth to reduce the income to him, or split dollar arrangements and things of this nature. Now, if you don't understand what I'm saying, it's okay. You'll understand it better when you come in and talk with us. But basically, that was the idea. And so then what we decided then is that we were going to do $680,000 was now going to go into a contribution to his retirement plan. Now, the way we set this up is, it's called under Section 162 of the tax law, it allows for the non-qualified executive bonus plan. Now, that allowed him to do more of a contribution than anything else could do. The company took a write-off of that entire 680 that it paid. But now you're saying to yourself, but that's compensation, right? That means he would have to pay the taxes on that. Yes, but because the company has a lower write-off ability and that kind of thing, the company then cut another check that would represent his taxes on that particular money, so that that bonus, that 680, could be a true number. And so the way the plan is set up is that he's 46 years old. It will be contributed to by write-offs, money that would have gone to the IRS otherwise, but now it will be contributed to by write-offs for the next 20 years. At the end of the 20 years, I then said to him, you're going to take the first 5 years and you're going to use those 5 years to spend all the bad money. What's the bad money? Money that's taxable money, money that's restricted money. You're going to go ahead and get it out of the way and you're going to spend it. After that, we're going to turn on your income. That's going to be a tax-free income. Do you know what that tax-free income was? It was $2,028,000 a year for the rest of his life. So from 70 to 90 and beyond, that would be his check. If he died along the way, if he died anywhere in that time frame, there would be a tax-free windfall that we would pay to his family. And at one point, that tax-free windfall was $55 million. If he lives all the way to age 90, it'll be $9 million after he has lived a life of $2 million a year tax-free for 20-plus years. He was beyond himself. He did not even know what to do. His CPA was just sitting there in awe of what he had learned and what we were going to be doing. Then we told the CPA how we're going to file for him in the future, what forms we're going to use, and how we're going to get it done to make sure that this ends up being what happens for him for the rest of his life. It's like the man just wanted to kiss me. It was that kind of a thing. And I'm telling you that you would feel the same way, I would imagine, if you go from having a $1 million tax liability to somewhere just around $200,000 or less of a tax liability. You know, that would be a big deal for many people. And it was definitely a big deal for him. And so love to show it to you. Love to show you how it can be done. This could, in fact, be your life, and it should be, and it can be if you'll let us help you. And that's all we offer every time we come on the show, is an opportunity or a chance, if you would trust us, to go ahead and provide you with some help. So help me help you, help us help you, and we can do that if you just simply give us a call. We'll be right back right after this upcoming break. So stay tuned, because we have yet another client story to share with you.
Did you know Integrity Financial Business and Corporate Services now offers their clients portal access, virtual meetings, a weekly radio broadcast, newsletter subscriptions, economic models, a circle of wealth planning suite, business valuations, 10 distinct reviews, website design and build, legal services, accounting, bookkeeping, taxation services, strategic planning, and still the best financial services and products in the marketplace? We would love you to become a client today. Call us toll free 1-844-993-3080, 844-993-3080, or visit us online, IntegrityFBC.com.
Well, welcome back to Business with Integrity with your host, Robert Tanner. And we've been talking about several things, retirement and business in the various segments today. And hope you have been enjoying this show and learning from the experiences of our clients. And more importantly, the things we do to help them to better their situation. We are problem solvers when it gets right down to it. And we solve problems related to taxes, retirement, bulletproofing, which brings me to our next client we're going to be talking about, and that's going to be the Washington family. But let's just talk about this. It's a family-owned business. It's a successful business as well. We've worked with a lot of successful business clients and so forth. And there are some things that they are wanting to get done. One of the things that you learn in business, and it's not for not everybody is in this position, but many small businesses, capital and acquisition of capital is just an ongoing important thing. Cash flow is an ongoing and important thing. And being protected from certain things is a ongoing and important thing. And in their particular business, they're in a trucking business or what they call logistics business. And when you're in that kind of business, you have a lot of exposure. If you all watch TV, you see a lot of attorneys on TV all the time saying, if you've been hit by a big rig, if it has a name on it, call me, that kind of thing. And so trucking companies pay a lot of insurance for that. They have to buy a lot of liability coverage because litigation being what it is, especially in this state, it could be the difference between literally breaking a company. If you know anything about insurance and how insurance works in these areas, you also understand that when a major thing like this happens, the insurance company, even though they've been paid premium and their job is to go ahead and make this right, but many, many times they're there trying to mitigate damages, meaning what they're trying to do is trying to see, is this something that maybe we don't have to cover or don't have to cover completely? Is this the fault of the driver or the fault of the company or the fault of something else other than what we have to pay? So they're always trying to soften the blow that may come to them. So, for example, if the guy had, just for this example, if the guy had $4 million of coverage and the lawsuits for $8 million and so forth, well, they're trying to say either that was gross negligence or he was driving after he should not have been driving or it was not loaded correctly, or they're trying to find anything that would say we don't cover negligence, we don't cover that kind of thing, and trying to mitigate the damages. It's an effort that almost every insurance company is going to make as it relates to this kind of thing. And business owners know this. And so in his situation, he comes to me and he says, Mr. Tanner, obviously in the business I'm in, I'm exposed. Obviously in the business I'm in, people, you know, want to take a shot at us. I mean, it just is what it is. My drivers can do the best that they can. But if it's a big truck versus a car, I'm likely going to lose. And so I need to know beyond my insurances, how do I protect, one, my business, and how do I protect my personal holdings and my personal assets and so forth. Now, this is a little bit more high level planning for you. This is where you have to divide the leasing company from the operation company. And this is where you have to set up different, maybe different domiciles of the corporations and so forth. And then you have to begin to use business valuations so you can make sure you can get funding and lines of credit should you need them, and so on. And also where you incorporate certain business trust. And if you're not familiar with that, it's okay. But if you're a business owner and we sit down and talk about it, you'll become very familiar with it. But one of those trusts was called a sweeping trust that was very, very important as it relates to making them somewhat bulletproof and not having them be so liable in a situation like that. And also we begin to set up a corporate holding trust, and we also did an executive holding trust to make sure that they were as bulletproof as could possibly be, that whatever would happen would stop, start and stop with the insurance coverages. because they would not be able to come after him for any kind of personal damages on his side, nor would they be able to come after the company because of how the sweeping trust would be effective with making sure that that would not be an opportunity for them, so that we did our job in that the company and our owner client was not going to be subject any further or named or anything else. Even if they were named, they would be immediately dismissed from those matters and so forth if it's a civil matter. And it, now it's stuck with the insurance company. Whatever the limits are, that's the total of the settlement can be. And we think that we did great work. I know they think we did tremendous work, and I know we did tremendous work in making sure they were protected. So they are virtually bulletproof as it relates to him, as it relates to the company, and so forth. And now these matters are handled as they should be. You pay a premium to an insurance company and it stops. The buck stops there, pure and simple. And so their lawyers spend the time working out settlements. Their lawyers spend the time with the negotiations. The insurance lawyers, that is, insurance company's lawyers, they spend time doing that. Not my client. My client goes back to work and finish doing the work he does. And that's a good thing, almost without interruption at all. Also, legal fees are next to nothing because he can get in there and get out of there pretty much in the same day. And so by just putting our affidavit before the judge and letting them see what's going on. And so those are the kinds of things that we like to do for our business people. And then that allows us to then get to their business planning and get to their retirement plan, their succession plans, their comprehensive buy-sell agreements, and all those other things that we get to do for them as part of being a full service firm. And so if that makes sense to you and you're a business owner, you're listening to me today, and it just makes sense to you that you want to be protected this way. And if it is, then we'd love to help you. We'd love to show you how effective this type of planning can be, because it could be a game changer for you for a long, long time and take away the uncertainty that is in businesses right now, because a lot of people even wondering, am I even in the right business anymore? And when should I be thinking about getting out of it? Because it's just getting harder and harder to make money. It's getting harder and harder to not be exposed while you're making money. And it's getting harder and harder to fend off these attacks that come against the company till people are almost thinking about just throwing in the towel. You don't have to do that. You can give us a call and we can help you. We'll be right back right after this break.
Did you know Integrity Financial Business and Corporate Services now offer their clients tax efficiency examinations and reviews on a quarterly, semi-annual, and annual basis, generally resulting in tax reductions of 50% or more? Did you know they also offer viable stock market alternatives without fees, losses, or undue taxes that over time have outperformed the markets? Did you know they're the leading national producer of maximum efficient life contracts and the area's leading practitioners of retirement readiness examinations? Their clients also receive portal access, virtual meetings, a weekly radio broadcast, newsletter subscriptions, economic models, a Circle of Wealth planning suite, business valuations, 10 distinct reviews, website design and build, legal services, accounting, bookkeeping, taxation services, strategic planning, and still the best financial services and products in the marketplace? You too can become a client today. Call toll-free 1-844-993-3080, 844-993-3080, or visit online, integrityfbc.com. That's integrityfbc.com.
Well, welcome back. This is Robert Tanner. You're listening to Business with Integrity, and we have been doing a lot of work today with both retirees and business owners, and we hope it has been a great show for you so far. And we've been telling you actual cases, actual cases that have taken place in our office with our clients, and giving you an idea of our, I guess, width and depth of the work that we do and how involved that work can become. We can deal with you from a very simple, modest retirement all the way up to a multi-million dollar business enterprise that you might have. We're very familiar with family limited partnerships. We're very familiar with Q-tips and all kinds of various trust variations and all of those things. And we made it our business to be that kind of firm. There's nobody out there like us. We hope you've had a chance to see our article that was just awesome. And it's a national article, and I love it. It talks about this New Orleans financial planning firm that's completely disrupting the $500 billion financial industry. If you'd like to get a copy of that particular article, just contact our office and we'll get it to you. You can download it as an attachment to your email and so forth, so you can see the great work that we're doing across this country with helping business owners and helping retirees alike. And so we're very proud of the work we do. We're very proud of the research we do. And we're very proud of being a leader in the forefront of this whole movement of helping both businesses and retirees in ways that are very dynamic and very different to most things that people are offering them to really help them. And so we're thrilled about it. We're soon going to be announcing our virtual advisory service. We have courses that are going to be available for your download. We're doing everything we can to make sure you get the right information so you can make the right decisions. And hopefully, if you don't use me, hopefully you can find someone who's able to implement this level of planning. But most people come and sit down in our office will tell you there's very few people who think this broad, who think about all the different areas and all the different things that can happen and make sure we're covered. But we believe that good planning is this. We go out and think about all the worst possible case scenarios that could happen to our client, whether business or retirement client, and make sure we have them all covered, that they cannot happen. Not that they won't happen. They can't happen. And can't happen beats won't happen any day of the week. And so that's the way we go about it. It's our approach. It's what we do. And so we love that idea. We love the idea of under-promising and over-delivering. We just love that idea. And this commitment, that's the philosophy of our company, which is constant, never-ending improvement. We are always getting better, always innovating, always creating. It's part of what it requires to work for us. That if you're not an innovator, if you're not creative, if you're not forward-thinking, if you're not committed to research, if you're not committing to knowing what you're saying and knowing how it works and knowing how to implement it, you really can't hang out with us. But if you're that person and you're not lazy in your thinking and lazy in your mind, then that's the kind of people that really work with us. And so let me just move on a little bit further here and talk about some of these other aspects that we say are very, very important. And I hope you heard them on today. If you are a pre-retiree or retiree, I want you to get on our calendar and have your no obligation, no cost retirement readiness analysis. Come in and get it done. It'll be the best time you spent in a long time. You will learn a lot. You will understand a lot. And hopefully you'll know exactly what you need to do to make it work for you and know it's going to work for you. If you are a business client and so forth, you should be thinking about, number one, getting yourself your business evaluation done, because it's going to open up so many doors as it relates to ability to do things. It's going to help you. It's also going to help you to be able to put together a comprehensive buy-sell agreement. And most importantly, it's going to help us when it comes to planning your tax-efficient moves as it relates to either a non-qualified executive bonus plan or as it relates to your exit strategy, your succession plan, or your business continuation plan. All of these are plans that need to be in existence in any business. Now, I know it's like people who, wow, let's do it this way. It's like people who know they need a will, know they need to do that. Every year in January, they commit themselves to do that. And today, if they died, like Aretha Franklin, they would not have a will. It's the same kind of way in business, too. There are certain things that business people know you need done. Certain things that retirees know you need to have done. But it's always when I get around to it, or I will get around to it, or I just believe tomorrow's promised to me and I'll do it when tomorrow comes, or something else like that. And one day, as my dad used to say all the time, he would joke about it, my dad said, one day you're going to wake up dead. And I would laugh every time he said that. One day you're going to wake up dead. Meaning that the day you planned on that was going to be tomorrow didn't come. You died last night or you died before that came. And I don't say that to get you all riled up. I say that to say a reality of living is dying. And if you're going to live, then you have to be prepared to live. And if you're going to live well, you have to prepare to live well. And if you don't want to become a dependent on somebody else, you need to prepare to be independent as long as possible. And all of this requires planning. Every bit of it. It requires some degree of planning. And so if you believe that it's time already to begin to sit down and get some planning done, I would love to talk to you. I would love to talk to you, your lawyer, your CPA, and everybody else who cares about you. I would love to talk to you about real planning that works, contractually guaranteed stuff, things that you don't have to worry about. You can go home, go to sleep, wake up, and know that my future has been taken care of. I don't need another meeting. I don't need another dinner seminar. I don't need another brokerage visit. I don't need anything else. I am set. My money will increase every year. My income will increase every year. I am in the most tax-efficient position I could possibly be in. And I'm not paying a bunch of fees for the privilege. I am right where I want to be. And if something happens to me, the people behind me are going to benefit. It's going to be okay. Things are going to be well. What else could you want? Now you can live. Now you can go and be and do whatever it is you want to do. Like Mr. Douglas, he even said to me, Mr. Tanner, I'm just going to put it to you as straight as I can put it. Even 20 years from now, there's no way I'm going to be needing to live off of $2 million tax-free for the rest of my life. I'll probably take a whole lot less out. And I said, if you do, one, it just lasts a whole lot longer. Two, you end up with just a bigger nest egg because the nest egg keeps growing and so forth. And then you leave a bigger legacy. So it'd be up to you. But you have the ability to live off at least $2 million tax-free based on Mr. Douglas's plan. Can you imagine what your life could be like if you had $1 million tax-free guaranteed to come to you for the rest of your natural life? It would be unbelievable. It would be almost paramount to winning the lottery. And then think all that money that was put in there came from the company as a write-off. Money that would have been with the IRS that built that entire plan for you. Well, I hope you've learned a lot today. Do call us. The number 844-993-3080, 844-993-3080. Until we talk again next week, same time, same station, you have a tremendous rest of your day. And remember, when you use integrity, you are destined to succeed. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening to Business with Integrity, hosted by corporate financial advisor Robert Tanner. This broadcast is sponsored by Integrity Financial Business and Corporate Services, providing guidance you can trust. To schedule your consultation with Integrity Financial, contact the office at 504-799-2210 or visit integrityfbc.com.
Robert Tanner Jr. is not an attorney or CPA. The information provided is not written or intended as specific tax or legal advice and may not be relied on for purpose of avoiding any federal tax penalties. Individuals are encouraged to seek advice from their own tax or legal counsel.